It's Pumalanga like Space Music on Rise FM with De Gifto Alunelanga. And you're still tuned into Rise FM evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. It's Women's Month, and we are celebrating women through and through. Every chance we get, we are going to celebrate. And one thing, lengijabulisako, is that I'm not celebrating Mundu Walekhashane, celebrating Mundu Walekhaya, our own pride and joy. Because this evening, in celebration of Women's Month, I'm celebrating a phenomenal woman who's representing us very well as Maswati in the music industry. Now, earlier this year, singer Nombumelelo Indlovukazi Ndlovu was recognized for belting out in her Siswati language by the Pan-African Language Board in a glitzy award ceremony at the Durban International Convention Center in KwaZulu-Natal. Namhla, we celebrate her for bringing it home. Good evening, Mami.
Good evening to you, Fez, and good evening to the listeners of Rise FM.
Firstly, I'd love to congratulate you on that. It's a big deal, especially for me. I take African languages very seriously.
It's a big deal. I don't want to lie. I've received awards, but that one, it caught me by surprise. But I was like, wow, so I'm actually recognized for writing in my home language. That's just beautiful. So yeah, it's a big deal. Thank you so much.
And especially because I feel good to see Sikule. Singersborn, let's be honest. Swati TV, Sifige Move. We used to wonder why are there no drama series in our language. Musically, we were not there. So Nami, I take that as a big deal to say ni setena sbege me pin ba du gusi ba kona bom naga bas bidang am naga pela in the country. But now naga banga vukul maswat ba zong am naga.
Yes,
now just to get to know you, bangatsing in emanga mangitsi, this is something we should celebrate as a province. It's our own pride and joy. Where was Indlovukazi born and raised?
Indlovukazi dalwa eNkomazi, endzaweni ethiwa Sibayeni, but it's famously known as a Block C. Dalwa khona ukhula khona ke ngiloko after 2024 the family, I mean 2004 the family moved to White River in Bombela. So ngikhula ngiqhubeka ngikhula White River, but then you know I mostly my childhood has been in Nkomazi, Sibayeni, Block C. So yeah.
Now, when did you know that music is your calling? Because I believe Guti, you know, when you do something simply because it makes you happy and you get the kind of recognition that you got, it is an answered calling. It just signifies, Guti, you were meant to do this. So when did you know, Guti, no, music is something that is meant for you, something that you would love to pursue professionally?
I was enjoying music, obviously growing up in church, but I didn't think it was a calling. I've been hearing people were talking about how, you know, this is, you are called to do this. You better, you have to pursue this. But in 2014, that's when I accepted the call. Because that's when I said, I think I can do this professionally. 2013, I was part of a theater, some production, and then we performed in Cape Town, and in the audience, there was Mami Von Chaka Chaka, who said, one day you're going to be called a legend. I think those words also sort of encouraged me, and especially if it's coming from a legend. But I've always thought I would just sing in church, and I'll sing maybe at parties, but I was scared. I think I grew up reading newspapers a lot. I'm celebrating to you. I don't think I want to be famous. So I think I'm good with singing in church. So but in 2014, I remember I was in church, and I was ordained, and then I accepted the call that God, I think this for me, this is why you called me. And at that time, I was singing jazz and gospel. And I remember being told that you are going to sing in clubs. You're going to sing. God has called you to sing in all over the world, like wherever, you know. Every audience is your audience, you know. Like you don't have a specific audience, you know. But, yeah, so I accepted the call. And that's when I started writing good songs, when I said, okay, finally I say yes to this.
All right. Now, you've worked with a lot of big names, but I want to ask you personally to say, which one was a dream come true? Because I can imagine, you know, you've touched on Mam Yvonne Chaka Chaka and how she touched you and the influence. Is there, mhlambe, anyone else who, for the longest time musically, you felt, yeah, I've done the work. Is there anyone, Mhlambe, that you still wish to work with or that you have already worked with?
I think in the people I've wished to work with, to be honest, I haven't worked with them yet. But I, you know, because sometimes you make plans and you plan, you say, I want to work with this one. I think for me, growing up as a dad, you know, my dad was a jazz dad. I was always like listening to jazz music. I always thought I'd work with Simphiwe Dana. I always thought I'd work with, you know, Thandiswa Mazwai. And, you know, so it caught me by surprise. House music actually caught me by surprise, like me doing Bukukule too. But I enjoyed working with the producers I work with. I think my story, my biggest achievement was having Black Coffee to be the one that recommends Heavy K to work with me. The fact that he spotted something, because I wanted to work with Black Coffee, but he said, your voice is beautiful, but I don't think for my sound it matches. I think, you know, so that for me was big, because I've always said, I want to work with Black Coffee. But I said, you know, one day is one day. And then he saw my video on Twitter, and then he said, Heavy K, how about you do a song with this girl? And then that's when we did a song, Kulo, with Heavy K. And after that, you know, Mukukule came, and the other songs, you know. So so for us, these people I still want to work with, I wish to work with. I haven't really worked with them, but yeah. One of them was part of my story, yeah.
All right. Now, being a woman, I'm not even saying because we don't appreciate Bobudwetu. There's the family. There's so many expectations of us in society. We're building homes. We're raising children. We are expected to behave a certain way in the interest of our partners. It's a lot. But now, in the music industry, as a woman, what challenges have you encountered?
I think, honestly, it's for me, I'm an independent artist, so I'm not signed. And sometimes there is the thing that, you know, when you're independent and you're not signed and you're a woman, you feel like some opportunities that it seems like they're not good enough for you. You know, they look at where you're from, I mean, or where you come from, which company you work with and all that. That's what I've seen. I feel like as women, we really need to work extra hard to push ourselves. And I must say this as well. I think there's just something wrong about, I don't know why, I kind of feel like sometimes if you say you're from Mpumalanga, it's like there's just that you feel like you have to work even extra hard, that as well. But also as a woman, me and myself as a woman, I have experienced people feeling like, okay, no, we know you can do this, but you know, maybe if you were signed or what. But I think things are changing. I'm going to be honest, things are changing because now a lot of people are pushing their music on TikTok, you know, and all that. Yeah, but you know, there are people, the companies that have been hunting me down and say, let's work. And but I haven't really taken any of those offers for a reason, because I want to study the industry. But I know that sometimes also not being signed can be a disadvantage somewhere, you know. But I think I'm fine because I'm enjoying my journey. So I've experienced that not being signed, and also if you're a woman, it's like, oh, some opportunities, no, we'll see you later, type of thing. Yeah.
Now, what message do you have for young women who also aspire to be musicians, having shared all of that? Because njengoba ngishilo, it's very easy for us to give up on our dreams because already irole yethu is very demanding.
I think I'd say they must be themselves. I think I'm going to say this. You know, one of the challenges, actually, now that I remember, I was asked, you know, especially when I started being famous for the songs like Kukuletu, and then somebody would say, we know you love your long dresses and you love dresses and all, but if you do that kind of music, you can show a bit of skin, do this, lose weight. Yeah, I think for me, I've been advised by people saying, in your industry, if you're a bit big, it's not a good thing. Some opportunities will miss you because you're big. I think, yes. And for me, I think that's been one of the biggest challenges. And I thank God that I remembered it just now because it affected me. In 2019, when Kukuletu became big, and some were even women that actually said to me, do something about your body, you know, in your industry. How about you change this and this and that? You know, so, but I'd say to young women that want to do this music thing, you have to, because this is who I am, and I'm not going to allow people to change the way I think. And I love dresses myself. And I even when you look at my music videos, yes, I do wear pants, but I love dresses. I love being, you know, wearing those flowy, nice dresses. That's who I am. And now being told that, yeah, show a bit of skin, wear something tight, but the back funny. So, but I'm born a band, why am I talking to you? So, people need to speak to who they are. Don't let the industry change you, because people end up doing things not because they are those people, but it's because it's like in the industry. For example, I remember some year I was in Botswana, and then I'm sitting with artists. Everybody's doing themselves. Everybody's doing what they love. And no one is judging another person. Somebody said to me, why is everybody smoking hardly and you know it? And I said, no, I prefer not to. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I prefer not to. And then somebody said, how do you survive this industry if you don't rely on some kind of substance? I don't know. But, you know, sometimes it helps. And then that's when I realized that there's people in the industry that do things not because they want to. It's because they believe that if in the industry, certain things, there's a certain way you must look, there's a certain way, hey, now you stole a middle finger makeup, hey, images, what, there's so many rules. Imagine I'm home, like this weekend, I'm home, I'm in White River, I must go to Pick n Pay, I must wear some makeup. My mom said I must go buy bread. Imagine that pressure. So the advice to women, young women, it's a, stick to who you are. If you're a church girl, be a church girl, don't be apologetic. If you be you, don't let these rules about the industry. Yes, take the things that you need to take and apply, but there's things that will require you to do so much because it's not who you are, you know. So I think those are some of the challenges. So I'd say no, be who you are and be comfortable in that.
I think what I'm getting from this message is the work that we need to do as women, especially because it's Women's Month, we need to stop thinking that in order to succeed, we need to objectify ourselves and sexualize ourselves. Because at the end of the day, you are there to do what you are talented to do. It shouldn't matter how you look. It shouldn't matter. What matters is the talent. We want the voice. We want the singing. So everything else is us giving in to a stereotypes or perceptions that we come back and cry to say, why is it that we don't get opportunities without men wanting to first do 1, 2, 3? But you know, we invite such without realizing it. Why does it take for you to get opportunities that you deserve because you are talented and you are gifted in that area? So thank you very much for sharing that. And it's a lesson to all of us to say, I'm willing to go against who I am and be objectified. Qualify for a success. We cannot close that door.
Yes. Imagine trying to be something that you're not all the time. And you have to, because in the industry, you do this, be like that. I remember I was never a night, a party person. Somebody saying to me, why are you not groove? Why? I'm like, I don't have a problem with those that do it, but I prefer this. I go out at night because I go to work. And then I thought, whew, the pressure. I don't care now who says what, but this is who I am. And so let's just be yourself. So thank God for that question, and I'm glad that I said it, because there are people that are going to come out. There are young ladies that change who they are because they think this is what's acceptable in the industry. And it swallows them because it's not who they are.
True.
You know, it swallows them.
No, thank you very much for availing yourself for this conversation. Congratulations once more, and please do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much, Fred, and you know, continue to enjoy this Women's Month, and or whatever wishes you have, may they come true.
Amen.
And to every woman who's listening, I just say, let's continue being beautiful and doing what we love and being happy, and we are going to achieve whatever dream you have. Nothing is impossible. Yeah, happy Women's Month.
Amen, and happy Women's Month to you too.
Thank you.
That was Indlovukazi or umangabu matinga sisinombumelelo Indlovukazi Ndlovu. Now I hope we got the message, ladies, to say we are not doing justice. We are the reason why we are suffering in different spaces, because sivuma tintfo letihamba hamba tisihlule. If you are talented, you're talented. If you're intelligent, you're intelligent. And that does not require of you to be anything outside of yourself, ukuze ukuthi ube ne access to mathuba lakufanele based on how you're gifted. Sindlovukazi lo mtimba ku Rise FM.